Rivervale we go. First up, it's Eric. It's the Vale. What's going on, Eric?
Moose, how are you, brother?
Good, Eric. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing really well, man. Good to hear you on the midday. And, well, happy Friday. Happy early Labor Day.
Yeah.
End of the summer. And I suppose happy for everybody that's outside of Dallas, huh?
Oh,
good Lord.
I mean, well, and, yeah, I mean, the Packer fan has got to be. I mean, whatever lakes are out there in Green Bay, I mean, you're jumping into those buck naked. I mean, you're celebrating. You got Micah Parsons. You got a guy that can go out there and attack the quarterback. Now the big question with them is, what version of Jordan Love are you going to get at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think it certainly puts Green Bay up in the conversation, and maybe they can stop Philly from repeating. Who knows? I mean, they definitely will be at the top of that list in the NFC now. And I don't understand this from Dallas's perspective. I really don't. Like, there's no way you can convince me that this was a good thing. I mean, Jerry Jones.
Oh, they tried.
And his son are just running that thing into the ground, and it is awful. I mean, two first-round picks. I mean, we complain here in New York, you know, about the teams and no championships and everything else. I mean, how about being a Dallas sports fan right now? I mean, Micah Parsons and Luka Doncic in the same year. The best players at their position in their sport at 26 years old is absolutely stunning, man. And I don't know, like, to me, if I'm a Giants fan, which I'm not, but, like, this could really be a huge turning point for the Giants on top of what was a great offseason for them. And that week two game in Dallas now becomes a must win if you're a Giants fan. Like
now
that, the Giants have to win that game.
It is a distinctly different team. There's no other way to say it otherwise. I mean, it just is. I mean, you take a guy that's a difference maker, that could be a game wrecker, that can tilt the field. That's what Parsons has been able to do in 4 years in the National Football League when he's been healthy and has been on the field. Now you look at the first two games of the season and, you know, you could look at this Giant team potentially being 1-1, maybe even 2-0. Like, I think they're beating Washington week one. You know, I've thought that for quite some time. And I get concerned about Washington's defense, their inability to get after the quarterback. So I do think the Giants are going to get off to, and they've emphasized trying to get off to a good start this year. And that week two matchup in Dallas against the Cowboys now looks distinctly different.
It absolutely does. And I agree with you on Washington. They're one of those that are, I don't know. They're an anomaly to me right now. I don't know if they're going to be better or they're going to be the next, Houston from last year, if they're going to really take a step backwards.
Yeah, but people like to bring up the Stroud regression year two and compare it to Jaden Daniels, and maybe they'll see it. Well, I mean, not every situation is one and the same. I don't think it's really comparable. Stroud last year played behind an awful offensive line. And he also, Nico Collins wasn't necessarily the same playmaker dealing with the hamstring injury that he was the year before. And that's really the big play receiver down there in Houston for the Texans. So I wouldn't necessarily look on a regression for Jaden Daniels. I think he's ridiculously special. I wouldn't draw the comparison to Stroud in Houston. I've heard a number of people throw that out there. I just don't agree with it in any way, shape, or form. I get concerned. I don't get concerned about Washington being able to score. I get concerned about Washington being able to stop people.
Correct. Yeah, their defense is where they struggle. And I agree. I think the upside for Jaden Daniels is significantly more than that of C.J. Stroud, as good as C.J. Stroud is. I think Jaden Daniels is absolutely special. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, you know, that's why they play the games, right? We'll see, you know, which teams show up early NFL season is always tough to say because you just don't know. But the Giants are certainly starting in the right place and a far better place than they have in years past. And, you know, you can hope. I mean, I think the division right now, you know, is a much different landscape than it was, as good as Philadelphia is going to be, because I think they are going to be ridiculous. But the Giants could finish middle of the pack and actually, you know, show some improvement with Jackson Dart waiting in the wings, which would be, you know, if I was a Giants fan, would be welcome, that for sure.
Yeah, Eric, I think you want to see Bowen defensively handle all the assets that he has on all three levels this year well. You know, defense can't be overexposed. The offense has got to go out there and do their part. Obviously, all three phases of the team, you'll hear head coaches talk about that time and time again because it rings true, and it is true. So they're going to go out there, and it bears worth repeating. But I think everything and all the buzz you have about the Giants' defense, I think, is legit. I don't think that's a smoke and mirrors show. And I think they're going to be able to go out there and attack the opposing quarterback. And I think they're going to be able to do it and get a great pressure rate with regularity during the course of the NFL season. Now, how do the games play out? The offense has obviously got to go out there and do their part. But I don't disagree in terms of the overall assessment when you're looking at the Giants. What do you deem to be a successful season in 2025? Well, you'd like a step forward, maybe two. And you're not going to go out there and be greedy. I'm not going to come on the airwaves on this Friday and tell you that I think the Giants are necessarily going to be a playoff team in 2025. But what you would like to see is not leaning back on the fact of what their record is in, you know, one score games, when visually it didn't appear to be that they were that close. I think that aspect changes this year. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that with the more difficult schedule and the more challenges, what you want to have is this Giant team competing at a very high level. To where then 2026, we're doing this show a year from now, you know, before the start of the NFL season, we're talking about the Giants in a distinctly different tone and tenor than we are right now. Mario in Long Beach up next to the fan. What's going on, Mario?
What's going on?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Really good opening monologue. I agree with everything you're saying about the Giants. They should do a little bit better this year. But the whole thing, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I didn't hang up.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I thought I would. That'd be kind of rude if I hung up already. And then you complimented me on my monologue if I then cut you off.
No, you wouldn't do that. You're very, your etiquette is very nice on the phone.
Oh, thank you.
So anyway, I think the problem is the offensive line. I'm tired of talking about this for years. They still, for all we're saying, they still went into the season ranked 28th in offensive line by PFS and other areas, right? Now, the problem we also have here is if the offensive line is good, great. Because I think they have improved in a lot of other areas, you know?
Yeah, I think I mentioned it in the open. We've spent way too many times and way too much oxygen talking about the offensive line. It's been too big of an issue for too long. There's been money misspent in free agency. There's been draft capital where they've tried to, you know, even Evan Neal is the latest example of that. And let's be honest. I mean, Thomas, we'll see exactly when he's healthy and ready to go. But Andrew Thomas is an absolute key along that offensive line because they don't have anybody on that team that can do what he can do at the left tackle position.
Exactly, but here's the problem. He hasn't played a snap.
No, I don't.
Even in preseason.
I get it.
So that's a big if.
It is a big if.
I don't
disagree with you. Yes, big capital IF, if.
And listen, Moose, when I read some of the verbiage around their rating, it said they're ranking him 28th with a healthy Jones, with him being healthy. It could be worse. That's what it said in a couple of the write-ups, you know?
Yeah, I know. So, I get it. I mean, I understand. I don't think if Thomas is healthy, I don't think they're going to be the 28th rated offensive line. I get concerned about John Michael Schmitz and his tendency to get overpowered at the center position. I wouldn't put them that low. Like I mentioned before, I don't think they're going to be the best offensive line in the National Football League. They just cannot be an issue. And far too long for the Giants as an organization, the offensive line has been an absolute issue. And if you can't block it, you can't run it. I mean, that's it. That's not just running the football. You can't run an offense. You can't have, and you also don't want to basically throw Jackson Dart to the Wolves and throw him behind an offensive line that can't block. Even as quickly as he gets rid of the football and as decisive as he is with some of his decision-making, what we saw in the preseason, and obviously preseason football distinctly different than what you see in the regular season.